Poland's president vetoes the crypto market bill a third time, weeks from the EU deadline. Poland's president has vetoed the country's crypto asset market bill for the third time, according to a June 12, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The rejection keeps Poland the only European Union member state without a domestic framework for licensing crypto firms under the Blocks Markets in Crypto Assets, MICA, rules. And it arrives with the July 1st deadline to designate a national supervisor now weeks away rather than months. A standoff that has run since December 2025, this is the third time the same legislation has bounced back from the presidential palace. President Karol Naraki vetoed the first version in December 2025 and a near-identical second draft in February 2026, arguing each time that the powers it hands the Polish Financial Supervision Authority, the KNF, are excessive. The government has now passed a third iteration, and the president has stopped it again. The math has not changed. The ruling coalition does not hold the 3/5 parliamentary majority needed to override a veto, and an earlier override attempt failed. Without either side blinking, the bill cannot become law, and the president will not sign it. That deadlock is the entire story, and it has now repeated three times in roughly 6 months. The deadline that makes this veto different, the first two vetoes were a domestic political fight with a distant deadline. This one runs into a wall. MICA took full effect across the EU in late 2024, and every member state was expected to name a competent authority to supervise crypto asset service providers. Poland's plan was to designate the KNF through exactly this bill. With July 1st approaching and no signed law, Poland is on track to miss the date with no fallback mechanism in place. The practical effect is a one-sided market. MICA was built around passporting. A firm licensed in any single member state can serve customers across all 27. So a company licensed in Malta, Luxembourg, or Estonia can already operate in Poland legally. A Polish-founded firm, by contrast, has nowhere at home to register because the authority that would license it has never been switched on. Polish firms have already voted with their feet. The migration started after the earlier vetoes and has not reversed. Several Polish exchanges moved their regulatory base abroad rather than wait for Warsaw to resolve the impasse, securing MICA licenses in other member states and serving Polish users through passporting from there. Foreign platforms face no such friction. That gap, where outside firms operate freely while domestic ones cannot register, is the outcome Polish finance officials warned about when the first veto landed. The dispute itself is about supervisory reach. The president has objected to the breadth of the KNF's proposed powers, including reporting obligations, the ability to halt trading, and penalty provisions, framing them as disproportionate. The government has cited consumer protection and national security, including concerns about illicit crypto flows, as the reason the regulator needs real teeth. A third pass at the text did not close the gap between those two positions. Limited fallout for card users, real cost for Polish builders. For someone in Poland holding a crypto card, day-to-day access is mostly intact. Cards from MICA-licensed issuers elsewhere in the EU continue to work under passporting. So, the crypto card options available in Poland are not cut off by the standoff. Products from large licensed providers such as Crypto.com and Nexo reach Polish users through their EU licenses, not through a Polish one. The cost falls on Polish entrepreneurs. A homegrown fintech that wants to issue its own card or run a compliant exchange has no domestic licensing route and must base itself in another member state to get one. The broader EU framework has been a tailwind for cards that work across borders without extra friction, since one license covers the whole block. Poland's holdout does not break that system for users. It just keeps Polish founders from building on it from home. The wider pattern is familiar. Crypto rulemaking has turned political in several jurisdictions over the past year, from Hungary reversing its criminalization of crypto trading to US states proposing their own constraints. Poland's case stands out for the mechanism, three presidential vetoes of EU alignment legislation, and for the timing, with a hard EU deadline now close enough to count in weeks.